Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. One of the most painfully stereotypical family scenes is the road trip, where the mom and dad are in front, and the kids are in back, and the kids are always fighting. And what does the dad always say? I'll pull this car over right now if you kids don't stop fighting. Because the family can't get where it needs to go if the kids are fighting. And that's why the children of God shouldn't fight. We're supposed to be peacemakers. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. The Beatitudes seem contradictory at first, but they're actually true when you understand them correctly. For example, Jesus says, "We'll be blessed if people say bad stuff about us, if they revile us." And Jesus also says, "We'll be blessed if we're peacemakers." So which is it? Well, it's both. We'll only be blessed for the persecution and anger directed at us if we are doing everything we can to reconcile with the people who hate us. But just being hated, just being spoken against, that doesn't mean you're blessed. It might just mean you're a jerk. Too often we think of ourselves as martyrs because there are so many people who seem out to get us. Now, that could be because we are extremely virtuous, but more likely it's because we're actually annoying and overbearing, opinionated people. So before we get to the final beatitude describing the blessedness of persecution, we have to do a deep examination of conscience and see, are we really being peacemakers? Or are we just stirring the pot because of our own pride? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. The ultimate mark of a Christian is that he tries to love his enemies. A Christian doesn't fight fire with fire. He fights fire with humility, meekness, goodness, and peace. As St. Paul wrote the Romans, "If possible, on your part, live at peace with all. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good." In other words, we must fight evil with its opposite good. That means When someone else is nasty, you are nice. When someone else is abrasive, you are gentle. When someone is arrogant and obnoxious, you are humble and hold your tongue. When someone is cranky, you are cheerful. When someone is loud, you are soft-spoken. That's what it means to be a peacemaker. In the home, in the parish, in the workplace, and online. Is that what we are doing? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. It's also important to remember that being a peacemaker means avoiding partisanship. Partisanship is being so strongly committed to one side, group, or way of doing things that we become blind to the whole truth, unwilling to listen to others, and ready to defend our position at all costs, even treating the other side as the enemy. But we must resist the temptation to form into little groups of us against them. And the best way to prevent that kind of partisanship from forming is to watch how you speak. There is a saying that's very helpful in this context. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss other people. That's a good rule of thumb for Christians. Discuss ideas with your friends. You can even discuss events with your friends, but don't discuss people or groups of people. The temptation to create a kind of small-scale Cold War, where there are two groups of mutually opposed Americans or Catholics, that's too great. Instead, pursue the truth by talking about ideas together. That creates unity. And don't gossip about people. That creates division. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. A dad who's driving the car will sometimes have to stop the car because the kids are fighting. Their fighting demands that he put on the brakes. And Jesus says the same thing. If you're trying to get close to God and you realize that you have some division with your spouse, family member, colleague, something where you haven't tried everything to bring about peace, then put on the brakes and try to make amends. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Make peace in the back of the car. Then you can continue on your journey to heaven. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hey, Teresa, I'm very interested in your thoughts on this, but before we jump into the conversation, I want to give a shout out to a rosary group. This great group of young gals, Anna Marie, Sam, Susie, Madison, Paige, Kayla, Alicia, and Elizabeth, they've been coming together once a month, and yesterday was their one-year anniversary. So they invited their spouses, and they brought their kids and their parents. And we met at a park, and we had a rosary, and it was awesome.
That's awesome.
So just think, these eight gals come together, and now that affects like 30 people immediately. Mm-hmm. And who knows how many people beyond that. But it really just started with two of them, one of them saying to the other, hey, we need to do this. So one of them gets the idea, invites a partner. I think it was, I'll probably get in trouble for this, but I think it was Sam who had the inspiration, who invited Anna Marie. And then they, from the one to two to six others, now eight, now 30.
That's the method.
That's the method.
Just person to person and together.
This is what we need happening everywhere.
And that's just 1 year of progress.
Yeah, because they're committed to daily meditation at the School of Mary and the Rosary. They're making progress. Their lives are transforming. They're affecting others. It's not complicated. Just takes a little courage.
Mm-hmm.
Courage and perseverance is all it takes. So
that's very encouraging.
Sam and Anna Marie, I congratulate you for your courage and perseverance.
And thanks for praying the rosary all this time.
So what strikes you about the peacemakers, Teresa?
I think the word partisanship really sticks out to me because it kind of reorients how we think about everything. I think we're so primed to think of everything as double-sided, as everything is divided in two. Everything.
Us and them.
Even really complicated political things, we think, well, there has to be two solutions. There has to be two options. And that's even inaccurate just to how many different solutions there could be for one problem, but we're just primed for this partisan idea, this idea that there has to be two options. One of them will be good, one of them will be bad, which breaks down all reasoning. Because first of all, there could be one solution, there could be a million solutions, there could be so many different aspects to it that you're boiling down into, quite frankly, something that only serves to be divisive. If there are very few things in this world that truly come down to just two sides, and it's clean cut. One of them is evil, one of them is good. I mean, it's not Star Wars. It's not the Force. It's real life is just more complicated than that. And when we see people as one or the other, immediately you think, well, then if they're not like me, then they are bad.
Yep.
If they're not on my side, which if I'm on the side, then it has to be the good side, which you also can't be blind to what your own side is doing. If you've chosen a side, everything about picking sides is against this virtue of being a peacemaker.
Well, and there is objective right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There is objective good and evil. But the idea that what my mind can grasp is the fullness of reality is ridiculous. This is why partisanship destroys friendship and conversation, because I should start with the position that I'm going to try to find the truth and conform my life to the mm-hmm. truth. But one of the best ways to find the fuller truth is to enter into conversation with people. And conversation with people who I know think differently mm-hmm. than I do.
You're also never going to come to real truth and solutions and real progress if you can't listen to every side of that and actually understand where you disagree.
Yeah.
Because we always see other people disagreeing with us, and we just think, all I know is that they're wrong. We never ask why.
This is why St. Thomas Aquinas is the model. St. Thomas Aquinas didn't give lectures. Smartest dude maybe ever.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't lecture. What he would do would, he would learn the other person's position so that he could present it even better than they could, to the point where you thought he took that side. Uh-huh. Then he would ask further questions and bring the truth to light.
But it has to come from personal understanding. And to do that, you actually have to see them as rational, reasonable people.
Which they are, because they have an intellect.
They have their own inner thoughts, inner world. They have probably their own reason and background for having developed a different way of thinking than you. And we can learn from that. No matter what, just because they're a human being made by God, they're lovable and worthy of being known. So knowing more about them and why they feel that way is only helpful.
So why do you think we fall into this trap so fast, and why is it so hard to avoid it?
That's such a good question. I think for one thing, it's very easy, and it's also, there's something very validating and comforting in being on the right side of something. Because it creates two big sides, and then you feel like you're a part of something. But there's also a lot of, I think as humans, we feel really good, like you said, in this meditation, when we're wronged by someone else, when we're frustrated, when we think we're on the good side. So we're fighting for something. We feel really so justified. And I think that's thrilling. I think that's kind of addicting. I think it's also what feels safe and natural. And I've learned that when you put yourself into a place of, I'm going to listen to everyone, I'm going to be comfortable talking with people that disagree with me, it comes with a lot of discomfort. And you have to move through that. There's a lot of comfort in thinking, if you don't already agree with me, and if you're different than me, if there's just two sides to it, I don't have to learn about you. You don't have to learn about me. Neither one of us has to be uncomfortable.
I think it also comes from a lot of fear.
Yeah, in what way?
When people take positions that are objectively evil,
mm-hmm.
that bring real harm to the family and society, that's a fearful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't lose sight of this. we have a very limited scope of what we can control.
Mm-hmm.
And we should do what we can control. We're in control of our thoughts and behavior. We can't change the mind of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's not our scope of responsibility. And it's here where we have to trust in God's providence. I have to do what I can,
mm-hmm.
even to the point of shedding my blood and laying down my life
yeah.
in defense of the truth,
mm-hmm.
if it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't change somebody else's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to trust that God's providence is going to take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows us to be,
then you can still interact. You can still fully commit to knowing and understanding that person, because you're not just afraid that, because if you know how bad it is, you'll realize how bad the world will turn out, because
right.
you think, even though you don't have control, you think that one person has control over everything and will dictate the direction of the world.
We need a greater trust in God's providence. That doesn't mean you become passive.
Mm-hmm.
It means you accept the limits of your power.
It means you're less afraid.
Exactly.
And then you can act confidently without just retaliation and fear. And I mean, when you're startled by something, you don't fight back well. But when you're calm and you know you're safe, you can fight back well.
And the other thing that radical trust in God's providence, the other thing it enables you to do, not be controlled by the opinions of others,
mm-hmm.
which makes you even more free to express your opinion
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think at a deep level, we need to admit where our partisanship comes out of fear
mm-hmm.
and a lack of trust in God's providence.
It's in so many places of life now. And you're right that it is just this instinct that's permeated everything. So I'll definitely be thinking about this for a while. Where does it come from? Why do I do that?
Now, it's okay. Now there is a place where this is okay.
In sports.
Sports.
Only one team can win, and that's the beauty of it. If both teams won, I respect that soccer has ties. But
no,
I don't. No, I don't respect
don't
that at
respect
all.
That. I don't respect it either.
Yeah, we would never do this
hockey
in hockey.
Hockey has ties.
What? On what? In what league?
Doesn't hockey have ties?
You can technically in overtime, but someone has to win. So you one
oh, you
team
get
would
a
still
point.
Get a point.
Oh, that's true.
But they would lose. So the other team would still get more.
That's mm-hmm. true. I don't agree with ties either.
Yeah. There's no ties in hockey.
Partisanship in sports is okay.
Let's yeah, because my team is better than yours.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.